Lecture 2. Enhancing your reference images. The secret of good art is laughter. Make your friends and classmates laugh. Use the Warp Transform tool in GIMP, but keep hardness and strength very, very low. You want to make gradual changes. Aim to revisit areas of the face multiple times. Be gentle. Don't change the face all at once. With a large Move Pixels Warp Transform, move the bottom of the face up. This creates a more youthful face with very little effort. Just a single motion. Now slightly enlarge the upper head. The effect is that the rest of the head becomes smaller. The point is not to make the forehead bigger, though that's also funny, but everything else smaller, which makes the face as a whole look cuter. Make the lips slightly narrower by moving pixels from left and right into the center. Or just use the shrink area setting in your warp transform. Round off the jawline. Make sure that it curves smoothly. And try to make the chin more pointed, if possible. Enlarge the eyes with grow area setting. A little goes a long way, but you will easily see something is wrong if you go too far. And consider enlarging the iris so that it fills more of the eye. Once you get to painting it, make sure it glows and is full of crystal clear reflections. You may experiment with the nose, but since we changed everything around it, it may not actually need any work. Though, if you want to make someone young or very young, pull the nose up so that it is shorter and closer to the bottom of the eye. Be sure to zoom way out and try to see the face from a distance. It is easier to see where you went too far. But be careful, because our minds are constantly overprocessing the face. Humans are really good with faces, and our brains love gentle strangeness here. What may seem like a big forehead may actually be a face that is just a little bit too long, where you need to pull the bottom of the face up again just a little bit more. Afterward. In 1995 or 6, my stupid internship forced me to copy Yellow Pages. But there was a photo of Bill Clinton gently holding his pregnant belly on the wall by the graphic designers. In the many months that I worked there, I was forbidden from going anywhere near their computers or looking at their screens. Those were powerful computers. Only a company could possibly afford them. I went to a store somewhere on Fifth Avenue. I don't think it was the Apple store, but they had apples. I walked up to one to see if I could manipulate photos on there. And the damn webcam that they had connected to it was creating a dithered video, basically black dots on a white background. Maybe it was a filter, maybe some kind of a performance mode for high number of frames per second. But it was all too slow and too crushing. I had no computer that could manipulate color. There's no worse feeling than being limited by the damn technology of your time. By the way, my whole photo manipulation fancy truly begun on a plane on my way to America. I had a fancy magazine with me to look sophisticated, and the article that caught my attention was entitled
How to spot photo-manipulated photographs.
It had some extremely useful photos. I could not believe how realistic they were. This was a real breakthrough moment for me, because until then, the best graphics I've ever seen were shots of Commodore Amiga demos and magazines. What I actually took away from the article is that photo manipulators always, always get the shadows wrong. They're always in the wrong directions, and you can totally catch any and all manipulations. So all you need to do is check for the shadow pointing the wrong way towards the sun or to the side. Or, you know, in our case, make sure the neck is not too long when you move the lower part of the head up. Once I had a proper Pentium 90 computer with Windows 95, which I wasn't impressed with, I became aware of Kai's Power Tools or some clone and did some early photo manipulations that looked really good. But I needed to learn many programming languages, and about a year after high school, like all the nerds back then, I was already making web pages. That's a whole different story. I'm just gonna talk about it here. One more time, I have to remind that many people will be critical of photo manipulating source images and then using them as direct image reference for your paintings. They want you to do it the 16th century way, because even though they may use computers, they don't actually fully truly understand how to program them or do 3D modeling or 3D printing, and all that computer stuff frightens them. And they don't like competition that is better than they are, more sophisticated than they are, and nobler, and surely more wonderful. They really just don't understand modern art or what progress means. They want to make some money and pretend that they are special while doing so. Understand that they're trying to force you to do art the way that art was created hundreds of years ago is a form of an assault. If the critics begin to make your experience toxic, whatever platform it may be, or disrupt the harmony of your community, immediately turn to the platform tools and report them. Don't argue with them, and certainly do not call them names. If the platform isn't very good, find out which accelerator they used for backers and investors to build the platform, and send them all screenshots of how crappy their platform is. Critics are only attempting to dominate, to extinguish, to feel superior by means of hate, by the simplest means. They are just creepy children in their heads. They never grow up, and they may never achieve anything for real. Don't argue with them, don't explain anything, just let them self-destruct. The brilliant you couldn't count all the giggles due to this style of art, even if you tried. Your whole classroom will become cheerful and want all the doodles they can get from you. Know that this is true art, that this is nature of art. Giggles paved the way. You don't have to do it, but consider teaching a class, especially if you are still in high school. Help others experience a fragment of silliness of art. Kindle their spirits and lead the way. But please note, you should never feel bad that you may be too shy to teach. Shy is powerful and beautiful. Like in my case, it just means that you will teach later on.